The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leibniz Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Improved play and more fun on the floor. The Peer Governors knew at some point it would pay off in girls basketball, and did it ever on Tuesday night. A 63-54 win over Harrisburg, probably the best game the Governor girls have played this season on both sides of the ball, and a career night for Remington Price with 30 points. It improved the Governors to 4-9, bumped them up a spot in the seed point standings. They do want to keep winning. And tonight they face a team that has had a lot of the same frustrations they've had, although they're coming off a win themselves, the Yankton Gazelles. We are at the Summit Activity Center in Yankton. Girls basketball on River 92.7 as the Peer Governors look for a second straight victory, meeting the Yankton Gazelles. Hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Heather Williams, our studio coordinator, and Caleb Rosick handles the video, and we're glad to have you with us. What a game the Governors played on Tuesday in that 9-point win over Harrisburg and held off a Tiger rally in the second half. And besides Price's incredible game, 11 of 14 shooting and 4 and 4 of threes and 4 of 5 at the foul line, Reese Terwilliger also had 12 points and 9 for Ryan Berry, but a defensive effort that just frustrated Harrisburg to no end, forcing a whole lot of Tiger turnovers on Tuesday night. They want to keep that way on both sides of the ball. Yankton, well, they've got good athletes. They got Jordan Salvatore. They've got Claire Tereshinsky. Once again, they don't have Ellie Karlovitz, who's probably had about the worst luck of any high school athlete you'll ever hear of, injured for the third year in a row and not able to play. And frustration for Yankton with a five-game losing streak, but that ended with a 46-27 loss last Saturday over Douglas out in Box Elder. So they're 4-9 and trying to make headway at the latter part of this regular season too. So two teams that again can use a win meet tonight here in Yankton. This is the Becky Ponceva State Farm pregame show. Becky Ponceva State Farm Insurance and Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Keys to success on the way. We'll take a look around AA girls basketball next when we return to Yankton in 3 minutes. It's Governor Girls Basketball on the official voice of the Peer Governors, River 92.7.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Ponceva State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Ponceva State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Pierre Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, go Govs.
And indeed we are in the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth at the Summit Activity Center in Yankton. Our good thanks to those fine people at the Hughes County Sheriff's Department. Becky Ponce of State Farm pregame continues. Pierre Governors, Yankton Gazelles in girls basketball. This is the meeting of the teams that are 13th Pierre and 14th Yankton in the seed points. Pierre bumped themselves up a point. What's going to be important for them is the next one. Certainly this one is too, but if they can top Huron at home on Tuesday, that would help. Governors know that if they do make the Sodak 16, and if they keep winning, a chance for them to do so, probably going to have to be on the road, but you never know. If they can put a long string of wins together, they could go for that 8th spot, but they're in 13 right now. Sioux Falls, Washington on top, then O'Gorman, Brandon Valley, the Rapid City team, Stevenson Central, then Watertown 6th, then Sioux Falls, Jefferson at 7, and the Governors still play them later on, and then Lincoln, Huron 9, Mitchell 10, then Harrisburg 11, then Brookings, then the Governors, then Yankton, then Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, and then Spearfish. Aberdeen Central, Douglas, and Sturgis are the three that would be on the outside looking in. Sioux Falls, Roosevelt playing Mitchell this evening at the Corn Palace in AA Girls Hoops. Brookings at home to Lincoln, Sturgis at home to Douglas. That's what's happening tonight around AA Girls Basketball. Boys are in action against Yankton at the Rickside Gym tomorrow night here on River 92.7 at 6:30. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you snow means slow. Coming up, our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success. We'll start with Yankton head coach Trey Creer next when we return in 3 minutes to Yankton on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governors sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pierre Governors sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governors sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governors sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota.
On the Becky Potsava State Farm pregame show, we continue at the Summit Activities Center in Yankton, and we begin our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success with Trey Creer, the head coach of the Yankton Gazelles. Well, just like Pierre had a win the other night that they really needed, you had a win last Saturday that you really needed, because a team that I'm sure you think, and it's because they have, they've been playing pretty decent basketball, just the results hadn't been there for a while until last Saturday out in Box Elder.
Yeah, you know, outside of about three games, we feel like we've been in competition in every game that we've been in. We've played some tight ones against Jefferson and Roosevelt. I had a tight one against Watertown here in the last couple of weeks that we just haven't found a way to get ourselves on the right side and then go up against a really good Brandon Valley team that does what they do and gave us an opportunity to learn some things about ourselves as well. But we definitely needed to see some success, feel the feeling of getting on the right side of a win column and give ourselves a little bit of confidence coming into this week.
You certainly did the job defensively last weekend. How do you feel your defense has played this season?
Yeah, you know, we spent a lot of time working on our defense. We have not been satisfied with the things that we've done in both our man-to-man and our zone defensive things in terms of defensive rebounding, in terms of positioning and rotating. And we saw some improvement against Douglas on those two areas in particular. And hoping that we had an opportunity this week to get some things in practice looked at and some repetitions and see if we can make some more improvement here tonight against Pierre.
You've got some experienced athletes. I think of Salatori, of course, but Tereshinsky's really come along for you, so you've got some capable players.
Yeah, you know, you look back to last year, and we had a group of very inexperienced kids, and then Karlovitz goes down last year very early in the season, and that causes us to kind of get thrown into the fire. And those kids are all back this year with an opportunity now to play as second-year varsity basketball players. Claire has done a great job for us scoring the basketball, being a bit of a floor general for us. Jordan Salvatore, Kate Beeman, Molly Savvy, Jillian Eidsness are all our seniors who have done a good job of leading us and trying to continue, you know, fighting away in a situation where we find ourselves without Karlovitz again. So proud of our kids, proud of the effort they've put forward. And like we said, we just need to keep making improvement, and hopefully we can find the right side of the win column a couple more times.
We will hear from Coach Bebout in a bit, but he had a very nice compliment, I thought, for your team. He said, as much as anybody that he has watched, it seems like your team has fun and shows it. And yeah, I know they have scoreboards for these games, but having fun's a large part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you got to make sure that our kids are having a positive experience. And when it comes down to it, it's their high school experience, it's their basketball experience. And we want to make sure that we can do everything that we can to help them enjoy that experience. And, you know, our kids have a good attitude. Our good kids are positive about, you know, playing with each other and the things that we're trying to do. And just want to hopefully get them to a position where we can find a little bit more success as well.
Pierre coming off a very good win for them against the team you beat too in Harrisburg, and you saw what Price did. They've got others, of course. What about your keys to?
Well, basically, Trey Creer said that the keys were success. Well, first of all, not only to stop Price after her big game, but make sure they watch what Terwilliger and Kaiser do on the inside. Trey Creer, the head coach of the Yankton Gazelles. Coming back in 30 seconds with Governor's head coach Kirk Bebout as our keys to success continue back in 30 here on River 92.7 after this from Central Dakota Eye Care.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame continues at the Summit Activity Center in Yankton. And our Central Dakota Eye Care keys to success continue now with head coach Kirk Bebout of the Governors. I don't want to say it was a breakthrough because your team was building toward what happened, I know, on Tuesday. But at the same time, you talked about your team having so much more fun lately. And to have it work out the way it did Tuesday just had to be wonderful for everybody on this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hard part about it was that we've been playing good basketball in stretches at different times. It just, when you play your best basketball against Washington, O'Gorman, you know, and Brandon Valley, like, you don't get that end result. But those are the games that we played our best basketball in. We're against the three best teams in the state, and then, you know, in games where if we play that kind of basketball, we probably get a win out of it, then we just haven't played up to that same level. So that's been the frustrating part of it, is just that we have played good basketball times and shown what we're capable of, but just not at the right times. And, you know, that's part of learning how to win and part of being young. But, yeah, like you said, we're just happy for the girls to, you know, feel that success. But, I mean, even more so, obviously the W is really, you know, big for just confidence reasons and feeling a little bit better about things, but just playing good basketball. I mean, they just played well. They played together. They executed. I know Harrisburg made a lot of shots, but I thought we really worked hard on defense too. So, you know, credit to our kids for, you know, doing all they can, and Harrisburg still scoring points, but we hung in there and, you know, kept playing and found a way to finish.
Well, and you talk about playing the defense. A lot of the turnovers you forced was just getting in their way and just stripping the ball away from them against a team that knows how to handle the ball pretty well. I know you were as happy with that as anything else that happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just effort level. I mean, just like who's gonna bring all the effort and the force and the aggression to the game. And, you know, I thought our girls were focused and they're ready to fight, and then they found a way to finish. So that's kind of what we're focusing on, those three things. We want to be focused in every game. We just want to fight as hard as we can, and we want to be able to finish.
And the head coach, Kirk Bebout, said, yeah, those are the keys to success. Those three things tonight. Make sure the defensive effort keeps up, too, against the Yankton Gazelles. And those are our Central Dakota Eye Care keys to success. We'll take a two-minute break right here, Heather, and then come back with the starting lineup and the law on the court in the Becky Ponce State Farm pregame. More from Yankton on 2 minutes in the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball. That's River 92.7.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Envirotech starting lineup time. First for the visiting Pierre Governors. They start Remington Price, the 5'10 junior, now at 13.3 points per game after her enormous game on Tuesday night. Lainey Stevens, the 5'5 senior, 3.3 points and 1.4 rebounds a game for Lainey, and also 1.4 assists. Ryan Berry, the 5'7 sophomore on the wing, off a 9-point game the other night. She's now at 5.7 points a game. Reese Terwilliger in the post, the sophomore at 5'11, 9.1 points, 6.2 boards per game. And Avery Kaiser, the 5'10 junior. Avery's at 9.1 points and 6.2 boards per game, and well over three assists per game. Head coach Kirk Bebout in his second season as the head coach of the Governors, and he is assisted by Nicole Ronch, Jess Schlackaway, and Cherise Blanchette. The Envirotech starting lineup for the Yankton Gazelles when we come back to Yankton in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Envirotech in Pierre is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided, earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 30 years and are looking for someone to join their team. If you are energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech at 224-4804 today or go to wasteconnections.com, employment tab, to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
I'm NKGFX-FM. You knew what I meant. Jillian Isis, the 5'5 senior, starts 2.4 points a game. Jordan Salvatore, the 6-foot forward, pretty good player, 7.5 points, 6.5 rebounds. Claire Tereshinsky, 5'5 sophomore, at 9.6 points per game. Catherine Beeman, 5'11 senior. Kate is at 5.8 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Molly Savvy, 3.1 points, 2.8 rebounds a game. For head coach Trey Creer and assistants A.B. Long, Jill Muth, and Zach Hoover. And the Law and the Court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Tonight's officials in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
Tonight's officials, Brian Wedham, Lee Johnson, and Max Morris, along the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. That's our Becky Ponce of a State Farm pregame. Pierre and Yankton coming up from the Summit Activity Center in 2 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre. Steve Koritz is one of the pillars of Phil Troutner's tennis powerhouses in the mid-80s, where he was a four-year varsity player. Quartz teamed with Paul Williams to win three state titles. He also won two state individual titles and two ESD titles. His all-time singles record of 68-8 and doubles record of 42-1 still near the top of the school's all-time list. Steve Quartz, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
And indeed, we're not too far from the ComTech opening tip here in Yankton. Pierre Governors and the Yankton Gazelles in girls basketball. Here in their road, black uniforms with emerald green numerals and letters. Pierre in block print letters above the number on the front, only the number on the back, all in white trim. Yankton in their home, white uniforms with red numerals and letters. Gazelles in block print letters above the number on the front, number on the back, red piping too. Our position is in a corner, so as you watch it, remember you can at the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Pierre will shoot at the basket toward us in the first half. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pierre, you booze, you cruise. You lose. Cummings and Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Tewediger, Avery Kaiser. The starting five for Pierre, Jillian Eidsness, Jordan Salvatore, Claire Tereshinsky, Kate Beeman, and Molly Savvy for Yankton. Salvatore to jump center against Kaiser. He's ready to get it going. Someone's going to have their fifth win of the year this evening against nine losses. Brian Wedham puts the ball in the air, and Yankton wins the tip. We hope you enjoy the action on this chilly night in Yankton. Claire Tereshinsky down the right side. Brings it between the rings to Kate Beeman. Pass taken by Savvy, 14 feet in the lane, left it short. And the first rebound of the game goes to the Governors and to Avery Kaiser. McCourt right wing for Price. What a game Remy had on Tuesday. 30, not too many 30-point games in Governor girls basketball history. Stevens is on the right wing, using a pick by Tewediger, brings it to Kaiser. Her drive down the left lane, line left short, or very late whistle, but a foul is called on Kate Beeman. That whistle came after the rebound had already been grabbed. But it is on Beeman, the first foul of the game. Avery Kaiser, a 67% foul shooter, and that's what these Governors shoot at the line. They have been so much better there lately, and Kaiser drains the first for the first point of the game, 19 seconds ahead of 7 minutes left in the first quarter. We're 41 seconds into the game. One more for Avery. That one is good. Whirled my way out of that one. 2-0 Pierre. We're just underway here in Yankton on River 92.7. We'll let you know about boys wrestling results when we have the opportunity. They are done in Huron. Rescheduled duels today. But basketball here, as it's Kate Beeman on the right side for Jillian Eidsness. Her first touch of the ball. Back out front to Tereshinsky. Right corner, Eidsness tries a three. Left it short, but alone for the rebound and the follow. However, it misses by Claire Tereshinsky.
And the rebound to Remington Price for the Governors. So Yankton missed a three. They missed a two. They're 0 for 3 at the start of this game. And a traveling call here as Laney Stevens couldn't keep the pivot foot down up top. 6:41 left first quarter. 2-0 on a couple of Avery Kaiser free throws. Pier with the very early lead. Both teams 4-9. Pier 13, Yankton 14 in the seed point standings. Savvy in the left corner. Nearly lost that ball. Now deflected, and she does throw it away. Turnover, and it comes to Price from Terwilliger. Now it's Stevens for a good pass down low. Reverse layup, but it didn't go for Kaiser. She gained her own rebound and passed it on the right wing to Price. Head fake. Pass Salvatore. A lot of contact, but it's left short. Somebody got a hand on that, I think. Salvatore with a rebound for Yankton. And down floor come the Gazelles, looking still to tie it. Beeman on the right wing. From 10 feet, she is impeded by Avery Kaiser.
Number 21, Avery Kaiser. Shoot it to Kate Beeman.
First foul on Kaiser. First foul, in fact, on the Governors. Beeman has two shots. This is a team that has struggled at the line. They're only 52% coming in, and the first one misses. That can make a difference at times in games. 5:53, first quarter still. Pier 2, Yankton, nothing. Beeman again trying to put something in the score column for the home team. She does as she hits the second. 2-1, Pier. Bringing it down the right alley is Ryan Berry. Guarded by Savvy to the baseline. Stops there out front for Kaiser. Driving past Salvatore to the left lane line. Handed to Price. Up top to Terwilliger. Swing on the right side now for Laney Stevens, the senior. Laney stops, hands it to Kaiser, thought about the three. Still 13 to shoot for Pier. Berry in the left corner. Kaiser does take a three, and it rimmed out. But bringing in the rebound is Berry with some hustle and hits the reverse layup. Ryan Berry makes it 4-1 for Pier with a good hustling offensive board off the missed three. Her first two. She had 9, of course, against Harrisburg. Tarashinsky. Jumper in the right circle, missed everything from 16 feet, and it's out of bounds to Pierre. That shot a little bit rushed. 1-for-4 early on, shooting for the Governors. 0-of-4 for Yankton. Price open for a right wing three. That's off the back rim. She didn't miss a shot until quite a while into that game on Tuesday. Tarashinsky the rebound. On the right baseline, Salvatore took the pass, and then Jordan was shoved. Why, Reese Terwilliger, her first and the second team foul.
In for the Gazelles, number 25, Ellie Fieser, and number 23, Macy Dronsman.
Ellie Fieser comes into the game. It's 5'5 junior for Yankton. 5'9 sophomore Macy Dronsman is also into the game. And it is Drotsman with on the left wing. Salvatore in the left lane line. Pass a little behind. Pretty good catch there. And a turnaround missing is Drotsman. Then gained the rebound and had it swatted out of bounds. And fouled by Laney Stevens, in fact. Drotsman with a good offensive board. Stevens with the foul. Her first and the third on the Governors. Two here for Drossman. First is good. Make it 4-2. Piers. Lennox Dupree, the freshman, makes her first appearance. 5'5 freshman. 4.8 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.5 steals a game. One more for Drossman. This one rolls in. All three Yankton points at the line. 4-3 Pier, 4:30 first quarter. The Summit Activities Center in Yankton. Kaiser to Price, now on the right baseline. Just gliding through and laying it in is Terwilliger. An open path, about as open a path as you can have for the first two for Reese. 6-3, Pier, 4:10 first quarter. Tarashinsky handing it to Macy Drotsman. Tarashinsky again right wing for Salvatore. Left corner it is Molly Savvy, guarded by Ryan Berry into the lane. Salvatore lost the handle on the ball, and picking it up is Lennox Dupree and then Salvatore Fowler. So the second turnover on Yankton leads to the first foul. Jillian Eisness is back in for Yankton. Craig Creer trying to keep fresh people in there. 3:45, first quarter. It is up top. Dupree open, once a three, hits a three. Lennox Dupree with her ninth made three in her freshman year, and it's 9-3 Pierre. 3:30 in the first. 6-point lead for the Governors, who never trailed on Tuesday. Three coming here is too long for Tereshinsky. And Dupree, who's a pretty good rebounding guard, brought this one down. Right wing to Rennie Price. Dupree up top. Left wing outside the circle at the angle. It is Kaiser to Price to Kaiser again. Right down the middle of the lane. One-hand runner is good for Avery's first bucket. She has four. And Pierre with 7-0 leads 11-3. And Trey Creer wants a full Coca-Cola timeout. We'll take 62. 3:03 in the first. Here in Yankton. Pierre 11, Yankton 3. We're back in 1 minute on River 92.7.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people, Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Seven in a row for Pierre. They're 4-8 shooting early on. Yankton still looking for their first field goal. They're 0-5. 11-3 Pierre, and Yankton drops the ball. Their third turnover, and it's picked up by Remington Price. Governors look for a double-digit lead. Kaiser on the right side. All over her is Drotzman. Back up top to Lennox Dupree. She's guarded by Jillian Eisness. Right wing open for a moment. Now dumped it down low on a good pass, but Terwilliger left it short. Then it's knocked out of bounds by the Governors. But great recognition, though, by Dupree. Saw that Terwilliger was cutting toward the right block and found her, but it didn't fall for Reese, and Yankton has the basketball. But 2:33 in the first. Pierre 11, Yankton 3. Drotzman right wing up top for Eisness. Pierre, I thought for a brief second they were playing zone, but you know what Kirk Bebout feels about the zone. He'd rather not play it. No, they're playing man defense. Into the lane, a double team turning around over it and missing is Tereshinsky, and Terwilliger with the rebound. 0-for-6 at the start of the game from the floor for Yankton. Kaiser, left wing, oh, bodies hit the floor. Kaiser hits the floor hard. Dupree with a drive left baseline, that misses. Kaiser's up, and the rebound to Ellie Fieser for Yankton. Boy, Kaiser's taking a couple of awkward falls lately. Left corner, Fieser with 1:40 in the first. Stops in the lane, lost the ball, stripped from behind. Great play by Avery Kaiser. Down floor to Price. Remy goes for a layup, and she hit it. 13-3 Pierre after the fourth. Yankton turnover. They scored the last nine. 1:24 in the first. Fieser. Into the right corner, it's Drotzman. Another steal, this one by Dupree. Lennox into the front court. Down floor for a pass break. Layup that missed by Kaiser, but Terwilliger grabbed the offensive board. Turn around from four. That one's left short. And Kate Beeman grabs that rebound. And now a timeout. Another one. This one's a 30 by Yankton head coach Trey Creer. A 30-second Coca-Cola timeout with a minute two in the first. You're 13. Yankton 3, back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Governor Sports, Governor Basketball, River 92.7. Here's Sports Marketing Partners who help bring it to you, include Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, all-around graphics. It's designed, built, First Dakota National Bank, Delta Dental, Maher Law Office, American Bank and Trust, Capital City Campus, Olinger, Longford, and Anderson, Rumsfeld Dental. Yankton would like a field goal sometime. They don't have one yet. They're down 13-3 to Pierre. 56 seconds left first quarter as Tereshinsky works against Dupree in the front court, right wing for Eisness. Beeman runs it at the top, bringing on the left side to Salvatore. Left corner for Tereshinsky. 14 on the shot clock for Yankton. Both of these teams at 4-9. Beeman, right side of the lane for a right baseline jumper that is missing by Savvy, and the rebound by Terwilliger. Right wing for Remy Price. Shot clock off, 25 seconds up. A pass went off the hand of Sidney Tedrow, who entered the game during the timeout, the junior. Just the second turnover of this first quarter on Pierre, and Yankton will have it back. 24.9 left in the first quarter as they inbound in the backcourt. Beeman in the Tereshinsky, back to Kate Beeman, 18 seconds in the first. Savvy up top, 11 seconds and 10. Right hand, left hand dribble, Tereshinsky outside the arc on left wing, 7. Trying to take away this Dupree, and now reaching in, trying for a steal, but fouling instead. Is Sidney Tedrow up here, the governor's 14th foul in the first on Sid. 4.1 in the first quarter. As the inbound will come by Savvy, about 8 feet into the front court left wing. Eisness in the corner with 3, with 2. Beeman with a jumper at the buzzer, short. So Willigger did gain the rebound. First quarter comes to an end after 1. And the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, another good start for Pierre. They're up 13-3 over the Gazelles in Yankton. Back in the second quarter, action comes here in 1 minute on River 92.7.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
Here with the arrow in the wall, second quarter begins in Yankton. Here on a 9-0 run, they're up 13-3. Sidney Tedrow hands it off to Laney Stevens. At the basket below us, remember, watch it at the key at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app at drgnews.com. Dupree with a right wing three that's off the back of the rim. Kate Beeman picked up the rebound for Yankton. Gazelles are still in search of their first field goal. All three of their points have been at the foul line. Tereshinsky up top for Jillian Eisness. Into the lane. A fadeaway by Salvatore. Counted with a foul. And there is the first field goal. And a nice one on a fadeaway by Jordan Salvatore. Pierre's 15th foul is the first on Remington Price. And here comes Claire, Elise Christofferson in for her. Maya Shorter also enters the game for the Governors. Christofferson, the 5'6 sophomore, Shorter, the 5'8 junior, and Avery Kaiser is back in two. 13-5 now for Pierce. 7:26 in the first half, and Jordan Salvatore completes the 3-point play by hitting the free throw. 13-6 for Pierre. 7-19 first half. That ends the Governor's 9-0 run. Christofferson hands it on the left side. Kaiser to Dupree, guarded tightly by Eisner. Shorter, bringing on the right side. Stevens open, once a three, off the brace of the rim. Salvatore with a rebound. Governor's 1-5 early on threes, after they were just hitting him at the start of the game against Harrisburg. It's a hard thing to keep up the sort of pace they had on Tuesday night. Beeman, right wing, Isis nearly lost the ball. Pick set for her by Beeman. Now the pass comes to Kate. Still 15 to shoot, right of the lane for a drive by Salvatore. Again, count it with a foul. Well, that may be what Yankton needs to do to stay close. Give it to Salvatore, feed it to her in the lane, and hope she can make drives like that and draw fouls. Which is the first on Elise Christofferson, and 16 fouls already on Pierre. Now it's 13-8. The Governor's lead, which was once 10, is down to 5, but the free throw missed. However, a follow is also missing by Beeman, then a shot by Eidsness is short. And Dupree with a rebound for Pierre. It is Kaiser. Drop step into the lane, but the layup is left short. Salvatore with a rebound. She's doing a lot right now for Yankton. Front court in the lane. This is Beeman. Turns around from 9. Banked it in. Nice shot by Kate Beeman. And now a run for Yankton. They scored 7 in a row. Up the Pierre lead to 13-10. 6:10 left in the first half. I just had the feeling you might see a kind of game like this. This should be tight. Shorter to Christofferson. Left wing of Kaiser. Threes coming bottom for Avery. Avery Kaiser drilled it confidently, and head coach Kirk Beebout of Pierre wants a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. Big one for A's. 5:55 first half. Pierre 16 and Yankton 10. And we're back in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pierre Fort Pierre DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators Pizza, pasta, subs.
Ninth made three of the year for Avery Kaiser ended the 7-point run for Yankton. 16-10 Pierre, 5:53 in the first half at the Summit Activity Center in Yankton. Ellie Fieser, who's back into the game, threw it over the head of Macy Drossman and out of bounds for the sixth Yankton turnover. Down the left alley, the pass way too tall. Kaiser into Lennox Dupree for Pierre out there with Ryan Berry, Reese Twilliger, and Remington Price. And Price trying to cut and take a pass that was too low by Kaiser. It ends up going out of bounds. Just the third turnover on Pierre. 5:33 in the first half. 16-10 Pierre leading in the Yankton. Drotzman and nearly stripping the ball away from Tereshinsky is Berry, but Tereshinsky remains with control. 20 seconds still on Yankton shot clock. Screen set as Tereshinsky moves outside the arc on left wing. It is a pass inside for Drotzman, who hits from 4 feet in the lane for her first field goal. 4 points, 16-12, a 4-point lead for Pierre. 5 minutes left in what's been a pretty good first half so far here in Yankton. Remy Price for Kaiser on the left wing. Good pass down low to Terwilliger. Drives, count it with a foul. Reese Terwilliger knew she was going to take the hack. Steamed down the right block and drew the foul on Jillian Eisness. That's her first and the third Yankton team foul. Pierre back up now at 6 now at 18-12. DeWilliger up to 62% at the line. Looks to complete the 3-point play, and she did. 5 for Reese. 19-12. Pierre now by 7 again. 4:51. In the first half, they led by as many as 10. Price got the hands on the pass, went right back to Eisness, though, and into Tereshinsky in the front court. Again for Jillian Eisness. In the circle, it's Salvatore. Terwilliger guarding her. Good matchup. Eisness, left wing three, off the back of the rim. Battle for that rebound is going to end up in a foul on Yankton.
Foul to number 23, Macy Drotzman.
Macy Drotzman with it, her first team foul number 4. And we expected a physical game, and we're seeing that. Laney Stevens back in for the Governors, Kate Beam and Molly Savvy, back into the Yankton lineup. 4:35 in the first half. So now it is Barry Stevens, Kaiser, Terwilliger, Price. Well, that's the starting five for the Governors. Stevens on left wing, handed to Price in the left corner, just below us. Left baseline drive, and Price a little off balance, left it short. Rebounded by Kate Beeman. She wanted a foul, but there really was not one. 4:10 in the half. Beeman up top. Stops, throws the ball away. Thought about shooting, maybe she should have. Instead, it's the seventh Yankton turnover. Coming to wrestling, by the way, in the boys' action in Huron, dropped that duel to Watertown 35-21. So big win for the Arrows. The Governors did beat Huron 75-6. Barry hit the floor away from the ball, and that's because she was fouled by Ellie Fieser of Yankton, her first and the fifth team foul on the Gazelles. 3:57 first half. Trey Creer leads this team, his eighth season as the head coach here. Price nearly dropped it, handed it to Barry for a right wing three off the glass and missing. Macy Drotzman with the rebound for the Yankton Gazelles. 19-12 still hit for Pier. 3:42 in the first half. Fieser with a bounce pass. Finds Beeman in the lane. On the right wing, knocked out of bounds by the Governors. Good job by Kaiser to deny the entry pass. Yankton will inbound with 18 on their shot clock and 3:32 in the first half of the basket. Away from us, Savvy, Tereshinsky, Beeman, Drotzman, Fieser, the five on the floor for Yankton. Now it's taken away. Ryan Barry brings it in for the Governors. The eighth turnover on the Gazelles. Kaiser, up, lost the ball. Knew she had to get rid of it. Good play there. Had lost the dribble, had to tap it to Stevens. Now on the right wing to Price for a cutting to Terwilliger. Baseline right over the rim, but Barry rebounds. Follows. That rolled off the rim. Terwilliger going for that rebound. Ends up in a held ball. And the possession arrow points to Yankton.
Possession
well, two close misses there. Eidsness, Salvatore. Back in for Yankton. Bailey LaCroix comes in for the first time. A 5'6 sophomore for the Gazelles. First half clock says 3:06 remaining. Pier 19, Yankton 12, 7 for Avery Kaiser, leads the Governors, 5 for Jordan Salvatore, leads Yankton. Stevens knocked it out of the hands of Jillian Eidsness and out of bounds. Front court, left wing, about, not quarter court, maybe 3/8 court, Yankton in bounds, if that makes any sense. Fieser on left wing. You can make sense of what I'm saying. You're doing a good job. Fieser dropped it out of bounds. There's no doubt about that. Fieser just dribbled it off her leg. And Yankton now has 9 first-half turnovers. Still a 19-12 Pier lead. That's what the score's been for a while. 2:45 first half. Kaiser nearly lost it on the pass from Barry. Handed it to Price using a Kaiser screen. Backs up. Doesn't take the three. Pass comes inside instead to Terwilliger. And Reese's foul. And again, good recognition by Kaiser, because they're seeing the players out front that Terwilliger is just really getting to where she wants to on the block, especially on the right side. Salvatore's second foul, so Claire Tereshinsky will come in for her with 2:35 left in the half. 16 fouls now on each side. The next common foul each way will mean the bonus for the remainder of the half. Pier inbounding, left baseline, Barry to Price from 9 off the rim and glass. And Bailey LaCroix, with her first entry in the stat sheet tonight, picks up the rebound. Well, the Governors only at 30%, even though they're leading by 7, but it's hard to keep up the kind of pace they had on Tuesday. Foul called here. And it's going to be on Pier, and it's going to be on Ryan Barry. Tried to dive and make a steal, ended up on the floor, but still ended up with a foul. Her first team foul, number 7, to put Yankton into the 1-1. They have been good so far. We mentioned they're only a 52% foul shooting team, but tonight so far, 4 of 6. Beeman with this 1-1 coming. That misses, and the rebound is run down by Reese Terwilliger. Well, that's something we're just going to have to watch if this is a close game at the finish. How will Yankton shoot free throws? Barry up top to Kaiser. Left wing it is Price, guarded by Eisness. Eisness really blanketing Price. They know what she did the other night. Stevens
Bounce to Terwilliger. High post left elbow of the lane. Back for Stevens. Left baseline, Barry. Cut off well there by LaCroix. Bounce to Terwilliger. Passed her defender, just left Salvatore in the dust and laid it in. 7 for Risa, 9 point Pearly. 21-12, 1:43 in the first half. They're having a tough time guarding Terwilliger on the blocks. Eidsness to Salvatore, left part of the old circle. Nearly lost the ball. They're going to dive for it on the floor. And, oh, it is saved on a good play there by LaCroix. To Eisness on left wing, but her pass is intercepted by Reese Terwilliger, doing it on the defensive end, too. 1:22 in the half. Piers led by as many as 10. They're up 9 right now at 21-12. Barry to Kaiser. Oh, down low. There goes Terwilliger again. Cutting on the right baseline. Reese scores another. She has a 9-point first half. 23-12. Pier, they've led all the way. Their longest lead is at 11. 104 in the first half. I'm telling you, Terwilliger's doing what she wants so far down low offensively. Beeman. Right wing to Tereshinsky. 55 seconds in the half. Comes on the left side to Bailey LaCroix. Guarded by Price. Up top for Tereshinsky. Swinging on the left side. Here comes a three by Claire. Halfway down and out. Tough break. Ties to the rebound for Pier. Front court. To Barry on the left wing, 36 seconds in the half. 10 more than on the shot clock, the game clock says. Pier with an 11-point lead. Price with an open left wing three. It's off the rim, and LaCroix got the handle on that rebound finally. Price with just the one bucket in the first half tonight, but she has been guarded tightly. You can imagine that was going to happen. 15 seconds in the half, shot clock off. Tereshinsky near the center circle. Right wing now for Eisness outside the arc, 9 seconds. 7. Left wing LaCroix, 6-5-3. Tereshinsky straight away with 3 seconds. Missed everything. Out of bounds to Pier with 1.4 left in the half. They'll have to come full court, but they're going to have a double-digit lead at the half. Stevens just heaves it from back court. Short. Well, not the best shooting half for the Governors, but defensively they're doing the job again. And our halftime score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard in Yankton, Pier Governors 23 and the Yankton Gazelles 12. That budget plan, yay, that'll make sure you stay warm all winter long. And goodness gracious, we need to right now call Gales Gas Service in Pier. Stay tuned for the Leiden & Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report from Yankton. We'll start it in 3 minutes here on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Karen Authier, a financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I'm ready to help you get where you want to be. Offices located in Northridge Plaza, Pier, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Rally on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Halftime in Yankton at the Summit Activity Center. Not quite the shooting game so far for the Governors that they had on Tuesday, but boy, are they playing defense again, and they have a 23-12 lead over the Yankton Gazelles on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. They've never trailed in this game. I'm David Burrell. Heather Williams is our studio coordinator. Caleb Rozek handling the video. We're glad you're with us. Remember, you can watch this game at the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. 9 points for Reese Terwilliger, and she hit four buckets inside with great booze on the post. They had a hard time handling her. Avery Kaiser with seven for the Governors in the first half. Avery hit a three. 3 points for Lennox Dupree. That was on a three-pointer. Remington Price held the two. Also had a couple of boards, and Ryan Berry had two. By the way, Terwilliger also with six rebounds. Jordan Salvatore led Yankton with 5 first-half points. Only 3 players scored. Macy Drossman off the bench with 4, and Kate Beeman had 3. Shooting, up for Pierre, just 35%, and that was on 9 of 26, 2 of 8 on threes, but Yankton only 25% on 4 of 16. Tried 4 threes, missed all. Pierre had a rebounding advantage of 16-14. Only 3 turnovers in the first half. For the Governors, you know, Kirk Bebaum and the rest of the coaching staff like that. Yankton had 10. Here again, they've led all the way, 13-3 they led at the end of one. They're up 23-12 at the half. Other AA girls scores right now. At the Corn Palace, Mitchell at the end of one quarter has a 7-2 lead on Sioux Falls Roosevelt. But hey, those Mitchell Colonels are playing better basketball lately. And Brookings at home is leading Sioux Falls Lincoln. With 2 minutes left in the first half, that is 19-15. Douglas and Sturgis to play later out in Sturgis. And that boys action will happen out there and later. That's the only AA boys game. Wrestling tonight for the Pierre Governors. The boys lost their duel to Watertown at the Huron Arena 35-21. They did defeat the Huron Tigers 75-6, and the Governor girls beat Huron 30-0. Don't forget, Tuesday at the Riggs High Gym, that rescheduled duel with the Mitchell Colonels will get underway before Governor Girls basketball against Huron. Both of those will be on 1060 103.1 KGFX. I don't know if Brian's ever done a wrestling basketball doubleheader before, but Mr. Oakland will on a Tuesday. That's the next action for the Governor Girls after tonight. Brian will be at the Riggs High Gym tomorrow night, and with you here on River 92.7 at 6:30 is the Governor Boys. We'll try to make it to 500 against the Yankton Bucks. And then the Governor boys will play in Huron against the Tigers at Huron Arena on Tuesday night. We'll have that one for you here on River 92.7 Tuesday evening beginning at 6:30. But still a second half to come tonight, and the Pierre Governors again defensively doing the job. They have an 11-point lead over the Yankton Gazelles at the half. Pierre 23, Yankton 12. Stay tuned. That is our Lyon & Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. We're back with a second half of action from Yankton, and we'll have it for you in 2 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Lynn's Dakota Mart's Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. Jenny Turbeville was one of Pierre's premier distance runners, leading the Governors to the 1990 ESD Track and Field Championship. Jenny also won the 800 meters at the 1990 and 91 state track and field meets. And she was part of the 3,200-meter relay team in 1990 that set a school record that still stands. Jenny Turbeville, now Jenny Turbeville Irvin, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Here comes the second half at the Summit Activity Center in Yankton. Girls basketball, Pierre Governors looking for two in a row. They haven't won two in a row since those games at Sturgis and Spearfish in December. They're on top tonight, 23-12 over the Yankton Gazelles. I'm David Burrell. Heather Williams is our studio coordinator, and Caleb Rosick handles the video. And we're awfully glad to have you with us. The Governors with a long trip here trying to make it worthwhile. You know, they shot 63% the other night in beating Harrisburg. That's a hard thing to keep up. But I'll tell you this, the defense has just been sterling again for the Governors, forcing turnovers. Second half about to begin with the starting five each way. Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser for Pierre in their black and emerald green. And for Yankton in their home white and red, Jillian Isis, Jordan Salvatore, Claire Tereshinsky, Kate Beeman, and Molly Savvy. Pierre will throw it in to start the second half as they have the arrow. Second half throw in brought to you by Comtech. Stevens at midcourt will bring it in to Ryan Berry. And here we go with the second half. Pierre, as you watch it on the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, shooting at the basket away from us. Our position is in a corner. Above a baseline, Price with a drive on the right side. Falls for Remy, her second bucket of the game. And she had an open path to the bucket down the right lane line. 25-12 for Pierre. 7:37 in the third quarter. The Governors extend their longest lead to 13. Eidsness on the right side for Molly Savvy. Passes too far for Kate Beeman and out of bounds. 10 turnovers in that first half for Yankton. Add another to their ledger, they have 11 turnovers and 12 points. Only 4 of 16 shooting in the first half for Yankton. Pierre with that made bucket by Price now at 37% shooting on 10 of 27. Kaiser on left wing for Price. Avery sets a screen for Terwilliger playing a high post now. What a job she did in the first half. Stevens stops right wing inside the arc. Hands it to Terwilliger, down for a baseline drive again by Terwilliger. Missed, gained the rebound, then was fouled in the second try. So not a bucket that time, but Salvatore did end up fouling her. And again, Terwilliger doing the job on the blocks. She'll have two free throws, and Macy Drotzman will come back in for Yankton after the first of the two, which is good by Reese. She has 10. Drotzman in for Jordan Salvatore. I can imagine a little coaching coming here from Trey Creer. 26-12, Pierre, just underway. A minute gone by third quarter. As the Governors
Been an even series in the last 15 years. Second one good. 14-13 in the last 27 in Pierre's favor. 27-12 is the Governor lead. Just over a minute gone in the third, and Pierre puts on some pressure. Bothering Tereshinsky in the back court is Barry. Now passed her into the front court right wing. Pass on the left side for Eisness. Left corner for Macy Drotsman. Bring him on the right side to Kate Beeman. Into the lane. Picked up by Drotsman. To Willard guarding her. Double team. She's lost her dribble. A right wing three is coming. Tereshinsky hit it. The first made three of the game for Yankton. 27-15 Pierce. 6:28 in the third. First really good look they've had at a three, frankly. Price middle of the left wing for a cutting Kaiser. Left baseline lay-in. A wonderful play between the two juniors and friends for a long, long time. 29-15 Pierre. Kaiser's up to nine. Terwilliger leading the Governors with 11. Down the right alley is Claire Tereshinsky. Into the front court. Down the left lane line. Took it all the way. Oh, and it rolled off the rim. Tough break for Claire. Rebounded by Lainey Stevens. Good aggressive move by Tereshinsky. That's what Yankton needs if they're going to get back into this game. Now the Governors turn it over down low. So Yankton with it back. The Pier still up by 14. Just over 2 minutes gone. Third quarter. You're in the Summit Activities Center. Big building. And this is interesting. On one end, it's kind of like what it is at the Riggs High School gym. The background a little bit different. Built a lot of the same way that the Riggs High gym is. Off on the right baseline for Drotsman. Turned around. Terwilliger blocks it. Reese again doing the job. And she gains the rebound too. Reese had a few blocks the other night against Harrisburg. Price on the front court right wing. For Kaiser, middle of the left wing, it is Barry. Open three off the back rim, but Price is there for the rebound. Remy drives and scores. Second bucket on the second chance of the second half for Remington Price. 31-15. Pierce's longest lead now 16 over Yankton. 3 minutes are gone in the third quarter of play. Tereshinsky, left corner, just below us. It's Savvy. Little trouble with it. Hands it up top to Drotsman. Macy on the left wing to Tereshinsky. Right side for Eisness. Entry pass stolen. Avery Kaiser. Down floor. It is 2-on-2 if they hurry. Kaiser's just going to take it and lay it in. Not even a numerical advantage. And Kaiser's don't went to the goal anyway. And another timeout. A 30-second Coca-Cola timeout by Yankton coach Trey Creer. The Governor's in control. 4:37 in the third. Pier 33, Yankton 15. Back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Telling you, Pierre may be one of these teams that no one wants to play in 2 weeks. I don't know if anybody wants to play him right now the way they're playing defensively. Trey Creer's burned three of his five timeouts, but his team's in some trouble. Down 33-15 to Pierre. Yankton with the ball. 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Tereshinsky guarded tightly. Stevens nearly took it away, but Drotsman's there to help her teammate out. Now lost the ball to Lennox Dupree. Yet another steal for the freshman as that number keeps rising for this very talented player. And in a little trouble, head coach Kirk Beebe out of here wants a 30-second timeout. Yet another Coca-Cola timeout. So we'll grab our Diet Coke and take a break. 4:14 in the third. Pier 33, Yankton 15. Back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
Well, how many possessions has Kirk Beebout saved in his just over a year and a half as head coach of the Governors with a timeout like that? Saw that Dupree was in a little trouble. Said Tedrow is in the game, brings it into Dupree. 4-12 in the third quarter. Pier up by 18. They've never trailed. 33-15 their lead over Yankton. They won here last year, of course. Dupree with a left wing three. Took the pass from Price, and she drained it. Lennox Dupree's second three of the game. It's a 21-point Governor lead. 36-15, 3:55 in the third quarter. Another impressive effort, especially defensively. Now shots are starting to fall for Pier. Heitzens, left wing for Drossman. Down in the corner for Ali Fieser, who's back into the game for Yankton. Heitzens, swing on the right side for Salvatore, who's re-entered the lineup. A right wing 17-footer is off the rim by Drossman. Dupree with a rebound, and she's fouled by Fieser. Good position there by Lennox Dupree. Fieser's second. That's the second team foul of the second half. Bailey LaCroix comes back in for Jillian Heitzens. Let's set Pierce five. As they inbound. Sydney Tedrow with Lennox Dupree, Lainey Stevens, Reese Terwilliger, and Remington Price. 3:25 in the third. Pier 36, Yankton 15. Governor basketball. High post to Terwilliger. Pass knocked away. Came, however, to Dupree and back to Terwilliger. Light block. She's been making a living there tonight, but that one missed. And nearly doing the splits as she gained the rebound is Drotzman. Good athletic play by Macy. On the other end, losing the ball before she can shoot is Tara Shinsky, and it's brought into the front court by Pierre. It's a little off balance. Dupree down the right alley. Now, as Tedrow had it, an offensive foul is called on the Governors. It's on Tedrow, in fact. Her first team foul, just the fifth turnover on Pierre. And with Tedrow out, Avery Kaiser is back in. Let's set the Yankton five. Ellie Fieser, along with Bailey LaCroix, Claire Tereshinsky, Macy Drotzman, and also Jordan Salvatore as a three-pointer misses. And Barry with a rebound, another one for the freshman guard. Price with a right baseline drive to the rim, missing, followed by Dupree, also misses. Rebounded by Yankton and by Macy Drotzman. Left foul line jumper by Tara Shinsky. She's fouled. The whistle didn't blow very well, but it was a foul on Lainey Stevens. Her first. Third team foul. Tara Shinsky is at the line after she hit a three earlier in this quarter. The only points Yankton's had so far in this third quarter. And Tereshinsky does hit the first, 36-16 here. Cameron Kaletsky enters for the first time. She is a 5'10 sophomore, replacing Jordan Salvatore. One more for Tereshinsky on the way and on the board. Cutting the Pier lead to 19, 36-17, 2:15 in the third quarter. Pressure by Yankton. They've got to make something happen. But they're in dire straits in this one. After a good win for them in Box Elder over Douglas last Saturday. But the defense of the Governors has smothered them so far tonight. In the lane, Kaiser, hand on the right side, Dupree. Open three. This one misses after she hit a couple earlier. And bodies hit the floor in the battle for that rebound. And I think... Oh, they call it on Fieser. It was Fieser and Price that got tangled up. As Ryan Berry and Maya Shorter come into the lineup. That's the third foul on Fieser's. They're going to say she got the feet tangled up with Remington Price first. On the inbound, a drive by Kaiser. Good off the pass from Dupree. And that inbound play worked several times Tuesday night, too, and in recent games. 38-17 here. Back to a 21-point lead, 1:43 in the third. The Governors playing sharply tonight, especially on defense, and maybe well on their way to win number five. LaCroix lost her dribble, hand on the right side to Fieser. 16 on the shot clock, Fieser in the lane. Nice move, and left it short, but fouled. Good move by El Fieser. Avery Kaiser with her second foul and the 13th foul on the Governors. And you can imagine Trey Creer just wants his team to keep attacking, attacking, attacking. That might be their only hope to make this game relatively close again. Fieser missed the first free throw. Sports marketing partners who bring you Governor basketball here on River 92.7 include Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant and Midco. The second one's good. 38-18 Pier. Also, Iceberg Funeral Home, Pier Dental Clinic, and Comtech. The sports marketing partners. Area up top for Pier. Handed to Kaiser, right of the circle. Open right wing three. Here comes Dupree. Here comes another three for the freshman, her third of the game. All of her 9 points. And the Governor lead now 23 over Yankton. 41-18, 104 left in the third quarter. Pleiss knocking an entry pass out of bounds. Sports marketing partners also include Stolken, Peterson, Lingle, Altai, and Jones, LLP, Wagner Auto, Red Rosa Italian Grill, the South Dakota National Guard, and the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. 58 seconds left in the third. Yankton inbounds to Tarashinsky. Top of the right wing, LaCroix. Swing on the left side for Fieser into the corner for Tarashinsky. On a switch, Price guards her. Right wing, LaCroix. Open three. Good. Three couldn't catch quite up in time. LaCroix hits the three. 41-21 Pier. 36 seconds left in the third. First three for Bailey. Dupree on right wing. Had a path for a moment. Now takes an 18-footer and swishes it. Dupree just backed up and knocked it down. She has 11. 43-21 Pier. 13 for Kaiser. 11 for Terwilliger and 11 for Dupree. Price trying to make a steal. And she does, and she's pushed by Claire Tarashinsky for her first foul. Off of turnover number 15 on Yankton. A 20-point third quarter for Pier. They've had big scoring quarters lately, and they've outscored Yankton 20-9 in the third to extend an 11-point lead to 22. 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Shot clock off as Dupree brings it into the front court. Left wing, Price, open, three for Remy, bottom! Remington Price with number 29 for the year. 2 seconds and one, Yankton won't even shoot it. Pier in control in a big way at the end of three on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard in Yankton. Pier 46, Yankton 21. More for you in 1 minute from Yankton on the official voice of the Governor's River 92.7.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
You know, Kirk Bebound has told his team to keep it up, but my goodness, what a comfortable lead for Pier to the fourth quarter in Yankton. 46-21, Governor's lead Gazelles. Jillian Eidsness on the right wing for Bailey LaCroix for the Gazelles. At the basket just below us, remember, watch it at the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Salvatore double-teamed as she was near the right block, but one of those double-teaming her foul there, that's Avery Kaiser, and that's her third. Team foul number four. Not in the act of shooting. And below us, it'll be yanked to the inbound. Left baseline. And the lob in the lane for a jumper off the rim by Kate Beeman. Rebound by Reese Terwilliger and fouled.
Positive number four, Jordan Salvatore.
Salvatore has had some foul trouble tonight. Had a good run in the second quarter when she scored all five of her points, but she just picked up her fourth foul and the 15th foul on Yankton. Baseline drive left side by Stevens as Laney drives and draws a foul. The second on Eisness, and Laney with a good assertive move there, like she was tying a goat. As Brian mentioned the other night, that win in the
20X showcase last weekend in Rapid City for Laney and Goettein. She had the first free throw here for her first point. And the Pure lead is now at 26, 47 to 21. Don't forget Cowboy Country Stores with our player of the game in our post game. Second free throw good. Our Family Dental appear in Gettysburg post game. Bloomington Endodontics with the big play of the game, too. And, of course, we'll have interviews after the game, too. So please stay right here with us on River 92.7. Salvatore, good ball moving as they bring it down low, but Beeman is double-teamed. That leaves an open right-wing three. That's good for LaCroix. The second three of the second half. Pier 48, Yankton 24, 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Berry trying to answer with a three. That's off the glass and wide right. And Beeman rebounds for Yankton to LaCroix for a 15-footer on the right wing that misses. And Reese Terwilliger rebounds for Pier. As the Governors have led all the way, Yankton had a little run and got to within five in the second quarter. But by halftime, the Pier lead was 11. It's been as big as a moment ago, 27. Berry right wing for Stevens, 15 on the shot clock, 6.5 minutes still to go. Stevens with a Terwilliger pick, 11 to shoot. Kaiser pass deflected, came to Stevens anyway, down for Terwilliger in the right block, faded away and scored. Terwilliger with lucky 13. Kaiser also has 13. 50 to 24, Pier leading by 26 here in Yankton with 6:10 remaining. And this is, well, Terwilliger's had a lot of good games. You know, she's 1 point short of a career high, which she's done three times this season. That's 14. Right wing is Savvy. Turnaround Salvatore on the baseline. That didn't go. She was trying to shoot over Terwilliger and regain the rebound. Berry on the right wing for Elise Christofferson, who's in there for the Governors. Into Terwilliger, right baseline drive. She hit it. There's a new career high for Reese with 15. 52-24 Pier, 5:37 to play. And once again, head coach Trey Creer of Yankton, this time wants a full Coca-Cola timeout. 5:34 left. Pier well on their way to win number five on the Coca-Cola timeout. They lead Yankton 52-24. Back in 1 minute here on River 92.7.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com. Or indeed, Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low, and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Yankton averaging just under 41 points a game. They're going to have a hard time reaching that tonight. Pier leads 52-24 over Yankton. 5:34 remaining. Lennox Dupree's back in the game for Pier as it's coming on the right side now to Savvy. Using a pick by Beeman. Bringing the left side to Eismas. Now a three by Tereshinsky. I think Barry got a hand on that. Kaiser with a rebound. As the shot missed. 5:13 remaining as Christofferson runs things at the moment. Now takes a return pass, drives left baseline, took a pass from Stevens, and Elise drew a foul. Or from Dupree, I should say, is from where the pass came. Savvy with a foul, that's her first. Kaiser it is who made the drive, not Stevens. First free throw is missing. That's the first miss of the line for the Governors tonight. They've been 7-for-7 before that. But boy, what a job they've done at the line lately, too. And Kaiser hits this one. That's her 14th point. 53-24, all Pier all the time tonight. 5:03 left here in Yankton. Governor boys in Yankton. The Riggs High Gym tomorrow night here on River 92.7, 6:30. Bryan, Oakland will have that action for you. And then the Governor Girls host Huron. That's on 1060, 103.1 KGFX. After wrestling, turn around in the lane, and it falls for Salvatore, using all the rims, 7 for Jordan. 4:30 on KGFX Tuesday for Governor Wrestling against Mitchell at the Rickside Gym. Then they'll take up the mats and play some basketball, these girls against Huron. To Williger with a bounce on the left baseline, off the rim, however, by Lennox Dupree. And the rebound taken in by Tereshinsky. The ball knocked out of her hand in her runs. Setetro in, Ryan Shorter in. They're going to get some more minutes, it appears, at the end of this one. Macy Drotzman back in. Yankton with it, a tough night for them. And again, a good win they had last Saturday, and they needed it at Douglas, but this is going to be 6 losses in 7 games for them. Again, the horrible, I mean, you can't believe the horrible luck of Ellie Karlovitz. Hurt 3 years in a row. Entry pass knocked down, gain in the corner, Drotzman in some trouble, hands it up top, 9 on the shot clock to Salvatore, 6 on the shot clock, Tereshinsky with 4 on the timer, guarded closely by Barry, a 3 from the right wing by Salvatore at the shot clock, buzzer misses. And there again is Lennox Dupree with a rebound. On the right baseline, Tedro, and a right baseline drive is missing by Dupree. Tereshinsky with the rebound. Pierre will be at 5-9 for the second time this season with back-to-back wins. Baseline shot is missing by Tereshinsky. Dupree brings the rebound down. Here is a 3 by Lennox up top. That did not fall, but Barry is there to grab the offensive board. Right baseline glide, and it went down for Ryan for her second bucket of the game. 55-26, that longest lead for the Governors now at 29 with 3 minutes to play in this one. At the Summit Activities Center, a great night for the Governors. Pass to Salvatore, dropped it. And Elise Christofferson picked it up for Pierre. Now more JVers are going to come in and get some playing time at the end of this game off Kirk Bebout's bench. As this one is well in hand, Pierre has never trailed tonight. Here is a baseline drive right side, all off the rim for Christofferson, trying to grab it, and doing so is Shorter. Good hustle. Straight away for an 18-footer that is off the rim by Tedro. But then another rebound grabbed by Ryan Barry. 2 offensive boards for the Governors. 2:23 remaining. Pass behind Shorter and picked up in the front court by Jillian Eiser, by Jordan Salvatore for Yankton, and she missed the banker in the baseline. And Tedro with the Pierre rebound. We're down to 2:08 remaining in this game. And Pierre on top, 55-26. Shorter wants a 3 straight away. No good, but Dupree is there to follow in the lane, but that missed too. But the rebound roll to Alexis Christofferson. And Pierre can have a little more time here, except for a jumper that is knocked in by Shorter on the right side. And Kirk Bebout will call timeout just to get the subs into the game. No break here. Hannah Lemieux is in. Jocelyn Bush is into the game. Danny Beck is in. And so is Kara Weiss. The JVers in at the finish. The starters earn the rest of this night off, and they'll have a happy trip home, this entire Pierre team. Well, they're up 57-26 now. On the Yankton Bucks, or Gazelles, I should say, with a minute 34 left. Here's a steal. Hey, that's Danny Beck getting a steal in the book. Got a couple of blocks in her brief varsity playing time this year. She hands on the left wing to Christofferson, down to a minute 21 left. Up top, it's Jocelyn Bush. Kara Weiss, right of lane, oh, was falling down as she tried to make the pass and lost the ball. And it's picked up by Cameron Kaletsky, who's back into the game for Yankton. She hands it on the left side to LaCroix. On the left baseline, this is Emma Herbolt into the game for Yankton, as their JV players are into. Here's a drive on the right baseline. Oh, it's off the rim by Fieser, and a held ball on the rebound. Here has the error. 56.5 left. Maybe one more possession for the Governors.
and then our family dental appear in Gettysburg postgame. So stay tuned for that here on River 92.7. To recap what has been a very good night for the Governors. Hanlon Lemieux with her foot on the arc takes a jumper that misses from the right wing. Haley LaCroy with a rebound for Yankton. 37 seconds left. Purple into the left corner for Cameron Kaletsky. Baseline. This is Camilla Kopp who's into the game. She's double-teamed. Puts it up anyway. Got deflected, I think. Ended up with a basketball still. Never hit the rim, so down to 9 on the shot clock. As Herbolt brings it on the right side for Fieser. Down to 5 to shoot. Wild shot missing, but Bedell's going to draw a foul. With 12.3 left, Kara Weiss with a foul. And Fieser will have a couple of free throws. It'll be 5-9 for the Governors, and except for a little bit of a run in the second quarter when Yankton got to within 5, this one has been in Pierre's control all the way tonight. First free throw missed for Fieser. She'll shoot another with 12.3 left, and this one is good. 57-27 for Pierre as it's inbounded from Bush to Elise Christofferson, and she just walks it across the timeline with 5 seconds remaining, and the Governors will not shoot again and dribble it out and put it in the record book, baby, for the second time this season. The Governor girls have a 2-game winning streak, and once again, well, not the shooting that there was the other night, but once again, as happened on Tuesday, the defense reigned for the Pierre Governors, denying Yankton decent chances. And the Governors had enough offense, certainly, with 3 players in double figures, including Reese Terwilliger's career high, and it led to a dominant road victory. The Governors now have 4 of their 5 wins away from the Ricks High Gym. Tonight's final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Pierre Governors 57, the Yankton Gazelles 27. Gales Gas Service, you can go with their automatic payment plan. Make sure you never miss a payment so you can stay warm. Go with their budget plan. Now stay tuned for our Family Dental up here in Gettysburg postgame. That will include our Hermanson Endodontics big play. Cowboy Country Store is our player of the game, and we'll have interviews too. So stay tuned for all that. We'll get it going in 3 minutes from Yankton on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4 tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Here coming a girls team whose confidence has just, exploded in these last couple of weeks especially, but especially in the last three games. Coming off the home win over Harrisburg, where they shot just tremendously well and the defense did the job. Well, they just smothered the Yankton Gazelles defensively this evening. It's a 57-27 Pier win. Governor Basketball and River 92.7 brought to you by Ferding Electric. TMA, Wegner Auto, Overhead Door, Kruger Contracting, Back Motors, Avera Orthopedics, the Corner Station and the Crossing, Rinky Gray Wealth Management, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Aventara, Dairy Queen, May Adam Law Firm, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Bank West, Bauman Lumber, Kathy Sunshine Properties, and Dakota Storm Roofing. This is our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame show. And we start by looking at the final scoring in this game. Three Governors in double figures, led by Reese Terwilliger's career-high 15. She also had 11 rebounds. That's a couple of double-doubles for Reese this season. Avery Kaiser, another fine night for Ace. She had 14 and 11 for the freshman Lennox Dupree. Lennox hit three three-pointers, and also, you know what a good rebounding guard she is. She had six rebounds. Oh, yeah, and some more steals. And Remington Price, no, not 30 for Remy tonight, but nine, and she came up with a couple of big buckets in the third quarter of this game. Two for Lainey Stevens, and also two for Maya Shorter. Yankton was led by the 7 points of Jordan Salvatore. Bailey LaCroix had six and a couple of threes. Claire Tereshinsky scored five. Macy Drotzman with four. Kate Beeman had three. And Ellie Fieser had 2 points. 43% shooting for the game for the Governors. On 22 of 51, 5 of 14 on threes. Yankton just 29% shooting, an 8 of 28. Yankton 3 of 9 on three-pointers. The rebounding advantage for the Governors, a big one, 33 to 21. They never trailed in this game. And we have a couple of special guests that are going to join us. So, Lainey, come on in here first. The two Governor seniors are going to be with us, and we wanted to get them on. This is kind of preemptive equal time, because I want to tell you about a new podcast we're going to have called Player's Perspective, and it's going to feature a couple of your teammates, Lainey, Avery Stevens and Remington Price, a couple of juniors. So I said, all right, let's get the seniors on the air. Lainey, congratulations. But boy, I can't get over the way your team is playing defensively lately. What's made the difference there in the last few games?
I think we just kind of got tired of losing and figured out we needed to step it up, and that's where it starts, is on defense. So that's, we've been working hard at that.
You have really, in these last couple of games, it's just frustrated opponents, and there's a fine line to do that without fouling, and you guys are doing it.
Yeah, we run a lot of different defenses, and I think they all work, so it's just kind of, yeah.
I know you've had fun all year, and this is something that your coach has talked about a lot. But I think even it showed in the game, you know, Cole Gorman is so good. But I think he said, and it showed, and I thought you were having fun that night. I could tell watching the game the other night you guys were having fun, and you were again tonight. Yeah, I know you got to keep score of games, but, boy, that's a lot of what it takes to win, isn't it, is having fun out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a good group of girls, so I think we have a lot of fun together on and off the court, so that helps.
Now, you've got an interesting group of players, and you and Emily, which we'll talk to Emily Wingle in a bit, are the seniors. One of the most important things that you two have had to do in leading this team.
Yeah, there's a lot of young girls on our team, but they're really talented, and they've all stepped up to their roles really well, and so they kind of lead us once in a while. But
But do you like your leadership role?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, and not only you know Lainey can play basketball, but Brian mentioned this the other night. Lainey, you know, is a rodeo specialist and goat tying. Hey, congratulations on winning at the 20X last weekend, 7.2 seconds. I'm not a rodeo expert, but I do know that's pretty good time.
Yeah, it was good to be out there.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great show. You're in a beautiful building in the Monument. That's a great showcase for rodeo.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Lainey, congratulations on another good win. Hey, and thank you for coming up here.
Thank you.
We're going to turn it over to the other governor, Single, and we have referred to Emily Lingle. Emily has not played a minute this year, but that may be about to change, and we'll get to that in just a bit. Emily, thank you for coming up. I'll ask you the same sort of thing I asked to Lainey. What's the difference you're seeing in how this team is playing these last three or four games, especially from the previous few weeks?
Yeah, we've just really, they've stepped it up a lot in practice, and they're going hard in everything that they do, and I think it's definitely transferring over to the court, and it's showing up their hard work.
Well, and you talk about hard work, and to play defensively, like really has happened in these last couple of games, and, you know, you forced so many turnovers on Harrisburg the other night, you forced turnovers tonight. What about the work that you guys are putting in defensively lately?
We've just decided that it's not fun to lose, and we want to start winning. And to do that, we needed to step it up defensively, and they've done just that.
Now, what was it like? We've referred to this a lot. You had those five losses by a total of 17 points. So it could fairly be said that you guys could be at least 8-6 right now, but you fought your way through it. But what was it like when those games that you thought you might have had didn't quite happen?
It was definitely disappointing, but I think it honestly brought us closer as a group of like girls on the team, and it made us like want to work harder and push each other harder in practice to finally get over the hump of where we were at.
Now, we've referred to this with Coach Bebout a few times, but Emily, as we say, has not played at all in her senior year, but I understand you're close to being able to play.
Yes, I had a doctor's appointment this morning, actually, and he cleared me to return back to practice. So we'll see how all that goes.
When may you start practicing again?
Hopefully as soon as possible.
And maybe playing again soon?
Hopefully, yes.
Well, this would add even more to a team. I must ask you about Reese, and Reese had a career high in points tonight. But what Reese has done, and she was a pretty good player last year, but boy, the improvement from her freshman to sophomore year is just something else.
Yeah, she works her tail off every day, and she doesn't get many subs, but she's going hard all the time.
Emily Lingle, well, we very much hope we'll see you on the floor again soon, and that'll be very good news for everybody. And thank you for coming up. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Emily Lingle and Lainey Stevens, the two Governor seniors, visiting with us in our Family Dinner with Pierre and Gettysburg postgame after a very convincing win by the Governors tonight, 57-27 in Yankton over the Gazelles. We've got some more things to do, but let's take another 3-minute break first after this Pierre 30-point win. They improve to 5-9. More from the Summit Activity Center in Yankton in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
I am the subprime specialist, so no matter what your credit is, you know, good, bad, got some challenges, have never had a loan, I'm the person to go to. I will try to get you pre-approved before you come into the dealership so you know you're not coming here waiting hours. I can help you get into a vehicle with little to no down.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit GatewayFordToyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Pier Governors are winners tonight in Yankton 57-27 as we continue on the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame. And let's go over, first our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game. And it was a stretch that really put it away for the Governors in the second half. We'll tell you about it in 30 seconds after this from Hermanson Endodontics here on River 92.7.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pier.
Well, there was still a chance for Yankton at the half. They were down 11, 23 to 12, but those first 3 or 4 minutes of the third quarter of this game found Lennox Dupree and Remington Price help putting the game away. A couple of threes by Lennox. Price hit her only made three of the game and a couple of buckets. That stretch in the early part of the third quarter. That's our Hermanson Endodontics big plays of the game tonight. Now time to name our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game. Several candidates, but we'll let you know whom we have chosen after this from Cowboy Country Stores in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores. Fill up your tank and your stomach. February special at Cowboy Country Store on Harrison and Pier and in Fort Pier. Large dipper bowls, just $5 during February. Chicken dippers, mashed potatoes and gravy, and corn, just $5. Stop by Cowboy Country Stores for delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. with fresh baked pastries, regular and breakfast pizzas, coffees, and more. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier.
Well, Lennox Dupree was very good for the Governors with 11. Avery Kaiser, very strong. Not the 30 for Remington Price, but still that good third quarter. You know, Remy had 7 or 9 in that third quarter. But yeah, I think it's got to be Reese Terwilliger for our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game tonight with a career-high 15 points. She also had 11 boards, had another block after she had 2 or 3 blocks the other night against Harrisburg. Just a terrific game for a player who just keeps improving every game. Reese Terwilliger, the sophomore, is our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game. This is the Family Dental up here in Gettysburg postgame in Yankton, where the Governors in girls play have improved to 5-9 with a 57-27 victory over the Yankton Gazelles. We'll look at other scores when we return on our Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame. Back in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators Pizza, pasta.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Rally on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
STC is going to call me again. I'm a little late, but driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX, FM, Pier Drive, sober or get pulled over. Governor Basketball, River 92.7, is brought to you by Lariat Lanes, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Live Ticket, First Dakota National Bank, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, and by Oahe Federal Credit Union. Let's look at the rest of the AA basketball scoreboard tonight. Other girls games. Mitchell trying to hang on against Sioux Falls Roosevelt at the Corn Palace. 43-40 Colonels. You know, they're 7-6. The turnaround for them began when they beat the Governors last month, and they're trying to win again tonight. Sioux Falls Lincoln wins in Brookings this evening. That final was 60-45. Lincoln improves to 8-6. Brookings now at 2-10. And in Sturgis, the Scoopers are leading Douglas 28-23. That's with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. The boys will play out in Douglas a little bit later this evening. Wrestling tonight for the Governor boys didn't go well against a very good Watertown Arrows team in a duel contested at the Huron Arena. It was 35-21. Watertown defeated the Governors this evening, but the Governor girls did come up with a victory over Huron 30-0, and the boys over the Tigers 75-6. Again, that adjustment in the schedule to make up those two duels that were postponed last month. And the previously scheduled home duel that had been set for today with Mitchell will instead be at the Riggs High Gym on Tuesday. That's before Governor Girls Basketball's next action against Huron. And both will be on 1060-103.1 KGFX beginning at 4:30 on Tuesday. So make note of that for Tuesday. You can catch a wrestling basketball doubleheader at the Riggs High Gym. The sub-varsity games, by the way, for the girls on Tuesday all will be in the auxiliary gym. And don't forget the boys' next action tomorrow night as they'll host Yankton at the Riggs High Gym, trying to make it back to 500, 6-7 after that victory at Harrisburg. Brian will have that on River 92.7 right here, 6:30 tomorrow evening. Well, we got a few more things to sell you, then we'll wrap it up from Yankton, where tonight the Pier Governors dominated the Yankton Gazelles and won it 57-27. They improved to 5-9 with their second victory in a row. Back in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds and Associates. Carol Pickering spent 36 years at Riggs High School. She was the first girls tennis coach, coaching for 10 years and winning four ESD Conference Championships and compiling an 86-18 dual record. But she's most noted for being the school's cheerleading advisor, where her squads won the coveted Spirit of Six awards 7 times. Carol Pickering, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app, that's UNTAPPD app, and learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino, a relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
In girls action tonight here in Yankton, Pier 57, Yankton 27, and are now mostly empty except for us media guys and people cleaning up at the Summit Activity Center. Hey, one more score I want to give you before we get out of here. Good game, as we figured it would be going on in Chamberlain tonight. Stanley County Buffaloes going for win number 7 in a row against a good Cub team. It's Chamberlain on top at the end of 3 by a score of 40-38. And you can catch the end of that game with Darren Boyle, a 94.5, 100.5 KPLO on 1060-103.1 KGFX on Monday evening. This should be a good one, too, as the Buffaloes will host Potter County at Parkview Auditorium. We'll have that around 7:30 on KGFX on Monday evening. Other governor action, we've mentioned basketball. The girls in wrestling have an event in Canton tomorrow, and then both teams come right here to the Summit Activity Center for the Yankton Invitational on Saturday. And good luck also to Rebecca Feller's governor gymnastics team the ESD meet will take place at the Corn Palace in Mitchell on Saturday. And that, by the way, is the same venue for AA gymnastics, which will be a week from tomorrow, Friday, February 11th. Well, for the Governor girls, their next action is against the Huron Tigers. And again, that is at the Riggs High Gym on Tuesday evening. Brian will have that. That's on 1060, 103.1 KGFX. Again, it's that wrestling basketball doubleheader, which will begin with a wrestling duel at 4:30. And then the Governor girls taking on Huron as they'll go for their first three-game winning streak of the season. And again, a reminder that the sub-varsity games on Tuesday will all be in the auxiliary gym. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. Our thanks to everyone who helped make it happen tonight. The nice people here in Yankton, led by Athletic Director Ryan Moore. Our thanks to Caleb Brozek handling the video, and to the one and only Heather Williams, our studio coordinator. I'm David Burrell. The defense did the job again for the Pierre Governor girls, and a team that's just crowing in confidence now has their second two-game winning streak of the season. Final score one more time from the Summit Activity Center on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. The Pierre Governors 57, the Yankton Gazelles 27. Thank you for joining us. Good night from Yankton.
Pierre Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pierre and Dennisburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.